I heard the song Living Out the Love. I had to video record it. Because it's so cute. Because it reminds me of the many times that we were together and serving together, worshiping together. I had to record it. Can I put it on Facebook? I want to show it to our other brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah, with your permission, 可以啊? Good.
Can I have your permission?
感谢主, 今天有机会跟大家分享神的话语。
Thank the Lord, I have the privilege to share the God's word with you guys.
我们先一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们真是再一次感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you again for your grace.
感谢你的爱。
Thank you for your love.
虽然我们, 分开一千多年,
even though we were separated for so many miles,
我们的因为都是爱主的关系，我们都可以成为弟兄姐妹。
Because of our love for you, we can become brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们的心连心。
Our hearts connect together.
互相代祷。
We pray for each other. We pray for each other.
求主开孩子的口。
Lord, may you open my mouth.
可以将你的话语，将你的真理跟弟兄姐妹分享。
To spread your word, to spread your truth to brothers and sisters.
不是靠我的才能智慧,
not because of my own wisdom and my strength,
都是全靠主的灵方能成事,
but because of your Holy Spirit working in me.
祷告祈求,
we pray all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
I am a person who loves to take photos.
过去十几年总共拍了超过15万个照片。
In the past 10 years, I've taken more than 150,000 pictures.
每一张都非常可爱,
every one of them is very cute.
好像后面你看到不是这个更可爱,
this one is even cuter because it's my wife.
后面这三个照片是在青海照的,
this one was taken in Qinghai, China.
哇, 这个是黄河的源头,
this is the origin of Yellow River.
没有,不是黄的,很清洁的,
it is not yellow, it's very clear.
因为那个时候还没有被黄泥水污染,
because it has not been polluted yet.
Yeah, 所以很清洁,很可爱,
it's very cute and it's very clear water.
然后这个是一个油菜花, 你看到,哇,好漂亮, 每一个山都是黄黄的油菜花。
It's a green field. It's like yellow flower. It's very pretty.
中间那个图片就是这个他们的牛，非常之毛牛。
In the middle, it's a cow.
是他们青海很特别的这个牦牛。
It's a very special kind of cow.
是啊。然后呢，在这些照片里面呢，有给我有很多不同的 idea， 不同的灵感。
From these pictures, it gave me a lot of different ideas.
有些照片呢，觉得我们现在环保的时候也可以用的。
Some of these pictures we can use for environmentalists.
好像我在柬埔寨呢，发现一个很好的一个生意。
So I see that from this picture, it's a very good business.
这个是一个 portable 可以携带性的加油站。
It's a portable gas station.
我们在美国如果开加油站，最起码100多万才可以弄一个加油站。
It takes millions of dollars to open a gas station in the U.S.
但是在柬埔寨,
but in Cambodia,
100多块也可以了。
About $100, you can have this.
非常之实用。
It's very economical.
你可以去哪边就推到哪边。
You can go wherever with it.
不用交房租，不用交 mortgage。
No need to pay rent or mortgage.
晚上更安全,
it's very safe at night too.
你可以搬回家，就没有人来偷，没有人打劫。
Because you can bring it at home and no one will steal it.
如果你不想做生意，你只是想环保，省油。
If you don't want to do business and you just want to be environmentalist.
我要介绍给你一个 非常之有啊省油的啊一个家庭轿车啊，给我们的 Toyota minivan 更省油。
啊、I'll show you a fuel efficient family vehicle. It's better than Toyota.
哇、啊，你看一家六口都可以啊很轻松，不用开冷气啊，很凉快。
Like this, you can have six people on this.
一个 gallon 可以100 mile 啊。
One gallon can go 100 miles.
啊，前面还有个。cargo space 啊，你放东西的。
In the front, there's a cargo space. You can put stuff in there.
啊，但是如果你常常有运东西啊，也可以介绍你一个哈、啊、环保型的 zero emission 啊。
But 这个。But if you need to move stuff, a lot of stuff, well, I'll share with you this one, an environment friendly heavy duty cargo truck.
哇，啊、一点油都不会浪费。
You do.、啊、you won't waste any fuel at all.
全部是人力啊。
It's all by human strength.
它有一个 front wheel drive version 啊。
There's a front wheel drive version that.
啊，所以哈 ，rear wheel drive, front wheel drive 都可以啊。
Rear
完全不用啊油。
Rear wheel or front wheel drive.
啊，如果你常常去啊 retreat 啊，好像有很多聚会，有一个 bus 太浪费油了。
If you need to go to retreat or fellowship, a bus takes a lot of fuel. I can show you this one.
哦，这个哈、啊，这个卡车可以坐50个人。
A high capacity compact truck can sit 50 people.
啊，如果你啊幸运，你可以坐后座，整个原路都看到风景啊。
If you're lucky, you get to sit in the back and you get to see all the view scenery.
啊，它有一个 convertible 的 version 啊。
They actually have a convertible version like this.
也是很好的哈、啊。
It's very nice, very good.
几十个人就一起就可以全去啊，全个 church 这个一个车就可以搞定了哈、啊。
Many people can sit on this and can be used for church.
在这的十几万张的照片里面呢，有一照片是我看了非常感动的一个。
From those thousands of pictures I've taken, this one is my favorite.
啊。这个是在越南一个街头看到一个女生可能在卖那些 lottery ticket、
啊、It's from Vietnam. It's a lady selling a lottery ticket.
但是我仔细看她的眼睛，哇，她好像一个死人的眼睛。
If you look deep into her eyes, she looks like a dead person.
她好像受了很多的委屈。
It seems like she has gone through a lot of stuff in her life.
在她生命里面好像没有什么方向。没有什么希望。
There's no direction or hope in her life.
这个就是好像我们啊啊 ，Steve Green 那首歌哈 ，People Need the Lord.
It's like it reminds me of Steve Green's song, "People Need the Lord."
啊，世人都需要耶稣。
People need the Lord.
啊，因为我们都是每一位都是神所创造的杰作。
Because we're all created by God.
啊，每一个人都需要耶稣。
Everyone needs the Lord.
无论是华人、柬埔寨人、越南人、缅甸人、白人、黑人，每一个都是需要耶稣的爱。
Whatever your ethnicity is, whether Asian, Chinese, American, Cambodian, you all need the Lord.
但是如果我们没有主耶稣在我们生命里面，我们就好像一个迷途的羔羊。
If we don't have the Lord in our life, we're like sheep going astray.
羊是非常愚蠢的一个啊动物啊。
Sheep are very dumb.
啊，如果没有一个好的牧人来带领，他常常迷路。
If they don't have a good shepherd, they'll get lost all the time.
啊，常常被豺狼吃掉。
Eaten by wolves.
啊，人一样。
Same with people.
如果没有啊主耶稣，没有圣灵带领我们人生的方向，我们在这个世界上打滚是迷迷糊糊的，不晓得一生做了什么事情。
If we don't have the Holy Spirit or the Lord leading, guiding us, our life in this world will be twisted and turned, and we don't know where we're going.
生命有很多重担，有很多难处压在我们心里面。
We have a lot of burdens on our shoulders.
但是感谢主，耶稣说。
But thank the Lord, Jesus said this.
就是凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
我们的耶稣基督就是我们唯一的希望。
The Lord Jesus Christ is our only hope.
我们的重担，我们的难处，他就是我们最亲密的朋友。
He is our closest friend. He understands our burdens.
因为他是一个全知全能的神。
Because he's an all-knowing God.
有很多我们的秘密，就算我们的 spouse、我们的妻子、我们的丈夫不晓得。
There's a lot of secrets our spouse do not know about.都不晓得, even our spouse don't know about.
但是我们的神是了解, 是明白的。
However, our Lord knows and understands all of it.
所以凡劳苦担重担的可以到主耶稣面前祷告祈求。
So all of those who are weary and burdened can come to the Lord and pray to him.
今天跟大家分享的题目就是三位一体宣教的神。
So today the message I want to share with you guys is the triune missional God.
神是既有拥有创造天地万物的主宰。
God is from the beginning and the end. He created all the earth.
他在第六天用他的形象创造了人类。
On the sixth day, he used his own image to create man.
所以人跟动物不同。
So man and animals are different.
大家有没有看过一群猪围着一起拜猪八戒呢？
Have you guys seen a group of pig worshipping pig?
The pig god.
Pig god. Pig god.
还是有没有群猴子围着一起拜这个齐天大圣啊？
Or a group of monkey worshipping the monkey god?
从来没有嘛。
Have you ever seen that? No, right?
因为他们没有神的灵在他们里面。
Because they don't have the Holy Spirit in them.
但是无论你在哪个国家，很落后的非洲还是一些原始的土著民族，还是美国，还是很多先进的国家，你都看到有不同的拜他们想传寻找的神。
So from different places in America, in Africa, or in other countries, you see that people try to find a god that they worship.
有些人拜树木，有些拜石头。
Some people worship rocks, some worship trees.
因为他们心中就是有这个空虚，这个空虚只有神才可以填满。
Because they have the emptiness in their heart, and only God can fill this emptiness.
但是很可惜，他们很多不晓得哪一位是真神。
However, the sad thing is they do not know which one is the true God.
神在第六天做完亚当以后呢，他就赐他夏娃给他一起生活，遍满全地。
After God created Adam on the sixth day, he created Eve to be with him and so they can populate.
一切都是美好的。
Everything was beautiful.
可是亚当跟夏娃他不听了神的诫命，吃了一个不该吃的果子。
However, Adam and Eve didn't obey God and ate a forbidden fruit.
所以呢，罪就下到我们的祖先的身上了。
So sin came into our ancestors.
他们的眼睛就明亮了。
And their eyes were opened.
知道自己没有穿衣服，马上很羞耻的躲起来。
They know that they were naked and they started to hide.
所以神去找他，他们也躲起来，不肯来看神。
And God tried to find them, but they were hiding and do not want to be found.
但是我们的神没有放弃亚当跟夏娃，他很温柔地问：“你在哪里呢？”
But God did not let go of them and forsake them. He asked them gently, "Where are you?"
神希望他们能悔改回转。
God want them to repent and come back to him.
但是他们只是找借口，找 excuses
But all they wanted to do is to find excuses for themselves.
你做的那个女人叫我吃这个果子，所以我吃了。
Adam says, "The woman you created asked me to eat the fruit."
夏娃就说那个蛇叫我吃的，所以我吃了。
Eve says, "The serpent you created told me to eat the fruit."
好像现在人都是不是我的错，是社会的错。
So a lot of people in the society says that, like it's not my fault, it's society's fault.
他们没有完全悔改。
They did not repent completely.
所以神就把他们赶去伊甸园。
So God took them, chased them out of Garden Eden.
所以我们就是地被咒诅我们就很多的苦难在我们身上。
So therefore we have a lot of pain and suffering in this world right now.
但是我们的神仍然爱我们。
However, our God still loves us.
他仍然希望我们可以回转回到神的怀抱里面，依靠他。
He still wants us to return and repent and come back to Him.
所以他不但自己来找人。
He did not only come to find us.
他要差派他的宣教士亚伯兰来到叫他离开他本地本族本家去他神要他的地方来做宣教士。
God also sent his missionaries, like Abraham, to leave his own home country to go find the people.
他说，因为藉着他的全的好喜讯，地上的万族都有因你得福气。
God said to Abraham that the whole entire nation will be your generation.
所以一开始第一位人类的宣教士亚伯兰，神的心意就是他把这个好的消息传给万民万族的。So
God's first mission, Abraham, he want him to share the good news, the gospel, to people, all people.
不单只是给以色列民犹太人。
Not only the Israelites, the Jews.
使万民万族都因他的好消息来得福气。
All people are supposed to get the blessing.
但是以色列民没有这样做。
However, the Israelites did not do that.
他们觉得他们自己才是神的选民。
The Israelites think that they're the chosen one.
所有外邦人都是狗，不干净的。
The Gentiles are unclean.
没有把神的好消息跟他们分享。
So the Israelites did not share the good news to the Gentiles.
他不但不分享这个美好的信息。
They only did not share the good news.
他甚至自己要离开了真神，去拜偶像。
They themselves leave God and worship idols.
所以神一而再，再而三差派他的使者、很多的先知、祭司来唤醒这些犹太人、以色列民，叫他们回转，回到耶和华的怀抱里面。
So God continuously used His people, His prophets, judges, other people, to use them and try to get the Israelites back to Him.
但是很可惜，他们常常都是拜偶像、拜假神。
However, they continue to worship idols.
所以神就兴起很多的敌人来把这个以色列民把它亡国了。
So therefore, God set up enemies for the Israelites and killed the people of Israelites.
我们三位一体的真神，我们的信子耶稣，他也是一个宣教的神。So
Jesus Christ is also a missionary.
为什么呢？ 他自己本身是一个第一个跨文化宣教士。
How? Because he is the number one missionary.
他是cross-cultural
missionary.
因为他道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
Because the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us.
他本来就是神。
He was God.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
但是他愿意谦卑自己,
but he was willing to humble himself,
成为人的样式,
to become like man.
在这个世上33年多,
and live in this world for 33 years.
受尽一切的, 委屈,
got humiliated,
被人家鞭打,
he was hit by people,
甚至钉在十字架上,
even nailed on the cross.
他好像一个 纯良的羔羊，一点声音都不出。
He is like a gentle sheep, did not say anything.
因为他是爱我们，愿意为我们牺牲。
Because he loves us and he's willing to sacrifice for us.
他就是一个最美好宣教士的榜样。
He's the best example as a missionary.
为了爱这些羊群，他甚至愿意牺牲自己的生命。
Because of his love for the sheep, he's willing to sacrifice his life.
所以他就是最伟大的宣教士。
So he's the most awesome missionary.
是一个跨文化宣教士。
A cross-culture missionary.
他来是做什么呢？
What did he do when he came?
他主要的目的是做什么呢？
What was his purpose?
人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost.
我们大家都知道, 教会里面谁是教会的头啊?
Do we know who's number one in a church?
The head of the church. 耶稣基督是吗?
Jesus Christ, right?
不是主任牧师，不是长老。
Not the CEO, not the deacon.
耶稣就是众教会的头。Jesus
Christ is the head of the church.
所以我们的头，他来到世上的使命是做什么?
So what is the purpose of the head of the church in this world?
就是 寻找拯救世上的人，对吗？
To seek and save what was lost, right?
所以我们作为教会中弟兄姐妹，我们教会的使命是什么呢？
So as brothers and sisters, what is our mission in the church?
我们还可以使命什么？
What is our mission?
是了，就是寻找拯救世上的人。
To seek and to save what was lost.
但是我去过很多教会啊，好多教会，他把最大的这个神的目的这个使命，好像走坏了。
A lot of people, a lot of churches in these days, they don't seem to have this mission in their mind.
有很多把他们的 program, 他们的节目成为教会最大的目的。
A lot of churches use the church program as their mission.
最起码他们用最多的时间来安排不同的节目。
They spend a lot of time to get all the programs together.
好像我以前在浸信会聚会。
I remember back in the days when I was in the Protestant church.
Baptist church. 我们有一个很好的诗班。
We had a very good choir.
有一百人的诗班。
About 100 people in the choir.
圣诞节呢，我们圣诞节之前七个月前已经开始排练了。
7 months before Christmas, we already started practicing.
每个礼拜又训练一两个小时。
Every week we practice 1 to 2 hours.
到十一月的时候啊，可能有星期六全天来练习。
And when it comes to November, we practice whole entire day on Saturday.
为什么呢？我们又唱14首诗歌
，because we plan to sing 14 songs，
每一首都要背出来的。
Every single song we have to memorize。
每一首诗歌，你走哪个地方，你站在哪里，每一首都不同的。
And every song where you're standing is different， so
我最初信主的时候，我参加了3年诗班，所以我哇，好厉害啊，背得我真是头都大了。
I was in choir for 3 years and I had to remember all of it and my head was about to explode.
所以最近我看到一个很好的讲章是Francis Chan, 他在穆迪神学院那边一个讲道非常好。
And recently I heard a sermon from Francis Chan.
他说他刚刚出来做传道人的时候呢，他就有些差不多情形啊，就看到这个诗班很大很好。他就问这个诗班指挥。
He says when he first started going to church and he saw the huge choir, he asked the conductor.
He said, 哇，我们用这么人力时间来做，如果我们用这些时间来去探访，好像摸人家的门啊，来探访，一个礼拜我们100人去用两个小时来探访，是不是更多世上灵魂可以加进教会呢？
So there's so many people in the choir. If all of us were to go out and to go to door to door and like the Mormons, go door to door and spread the word, when more people be saved?
这个诗班指挥在想一下，不错，对啊，你说的好。
The conductor thought about it. That's a pretty good idea.
但是大部分的诗班员不会这样做。
However, a lot of people in the choir would not be willing to do that.
为什么呢？
Why?
你觉得帮人家摸人家的门去传福音帮一个陌生人容易，还是站在这个漂亮的礼堂上面唱诗歌赞美神容易呢？
Is it easier to go door to door to spread the word, or is it easier to stand on a pier to sing?
很多人都选择我唱诗歌好咯。
A lot of people would choose to stay in the choir and sing.
起码下面都是弟兄姐妹，大家认识的。
Because a lot of whoever is listening are brothers and sisters, so they understand.
我也可以唱得漂漂亮亮啊。
I also dress very, very nicely.
没有人给我一点批评。
And no one would give judgment.
但是我去摸人家的门敲人家的门。
However, when I go open other stores, knock on the door, to tell people to believe in Jesus Christ.
大部分人可能不理你，关门还是骂你一顿，是吗？
A lot of people slam the door in your face or yell at you.
我这样说不是说赞美神是不好。
I'm not saying that when you're praising Lord, singing choir is a bad thing.
我们的神是值得我们一切的颂赞赞美的。
our Lord Jesus Christ deserves all our praise.
但是我们要应该学习基督的榜样，我们教会的目的就是来寻找世上的灵魂。
We have to be like Jesus Christ, have him as our example to seek and save the ones that are lost.
如果我们愿意有西班指挥，我们教会也应该有一个全福音的指挥。
If we have a conductor for the choir, we should have a mission conductor as well.
我们每个礼拜有一两个小时来训练西班，我们也应该有大概差不多时间来训练我们啊个人谈道，怎么见证耶稣。
If we have 1 to 2 hours for choir, we should have the same amount of time for mission to go out to share the word with people.
但是啊，大部分的啊教会好像只有西班指挥，没有全福音的指挥啊。
It seems like for a lot of churches, there's conductor for choir, there's no conductor for mission.
但是有些教会是有的啊。
Some churches do have them, I have to say.
所以我们真是要学习基督的榜样啊！我们教会的目的，他来的目的就是寻找拯救世上的人。
We have to be like Jesus Christ to come and seek and find what was lost.
他除了积极啊以身作则成为一个跨文化的宣教士以外，
He himself did not only become the cross-culture missionary.
他在很多的教导里面要鼓励我们要去传福音做见证。
He also encourages us to be missionaries.
所以在约翰福音20:21里面说，父怎么差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
Just like John 20:21, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
路加福音一样啊，他说啊，要奉耶稣的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直到万邦。
Also in Luke 24:47, repentance and forgiveness of sin will be preached in His name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
马可福音啊，也是。你们要往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
And also in Mark 16:15, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation.
马太福音也是，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Also in Matthew 28:19, therefore go and make disciples of all nations.
这些都是耶稣基督亲自跟他的门徒跟我们说的，让我们去把福音传给万民。
These are the words Jesus Christ has told his disciples as well as us to go to the world and spread the word.
你们要去使万民做耶稣的门徒。
Go and make disciples of all nations.
门徒跟信徒有什么分别呢？
What is the difference between disciples and
believers? 有没有分别啊？
Is there a difference?
有些人说有啊。
Some people nod and say yes.
耶稣的门徒是去跟随耶稣的例子，他的脚中行的。
A disciple of Jesus Christ is those ones who follows his examples.
他愿意效法基督的。
Just to be like Jesus Christ.
在以色列民啊，他们的 rabbi， 他们的老师呢，他们怎么教导他们的门徒呢
？In the Israelites, how do the rabbis teach their students?
他们真是跟他们一起住。
The rabbis live with the students.
The students live with the rabbi. 他去找 rabbi.
Students live with rabbi.
他去哪里，他们跟到哪里。
Wherever he goes, all the students follow.
去洗手间，他也一起去。
Even to the bathroom, they follow too.
睡觉一起在那边。
Sleep and they sleep together.
所以为什么耶稣说你来跟从我？这个是他们的文化，他们的教导的方法。
So Jesus says, "Come, follow me." That's their culture. How do you think?
Because 只有言教，没有身教，不是一个完整的一个教导。
If you just teach verbally and there's no action, it's not connected.
所以这些年轻人跟这个 rabbi 这个老师，早上到晚上一起做什么事，他的跟从，从他的言行。来学习他的榜样。
So the students follow the rabbi from morning to night. Whatever they say, whatever they do, they follow and do the same thing.
我们要成为耶稣的门徒，我们也要学习耶稣的榜样。
So since we became disciples of Jesus Christ, we have to follow his examples.
啊，他来的目的就是拯救失散灵魂。
The purpose of him coming is to find and save those lost.
所以我们啊，身为耶稣的门徒，我们也要常常传福音做见证。
Now that we became disciples of Jesus Christ, we have to do the same.
耶稣又是为了福音的缘故啊，他没有一个好的锅来睡觉啊，吃也吃得不好，我们也应该可以效法基督。为了福音的缘故
Jesus Christ, for the sake of the gospel, did not have a good home, did not eat well. We should be like him and do the same.
这个也就是一个门徒的榜样。
And that is the example of the disciple.
信徒的话，哦，很好啊。
As a believer, there's a difference.
啊，可以坐来坐礼拜，坐在那边啊，星期天有冷气，很舒服。
For as a believer, you come and you have AC, everything is very nice.
啊，看看这个牧师讲的好不好？
Discern whether the pastor speak well or not.
啊，好的话听一下，不好的睡觉。
If sounds nice, I'll listen. If it's not good, I'll doze off.
啊，有一个啊故事很好啊。
There's a very interesting story.
有一个牧师他在讲道。
There's a pastor who's speaking.
哇，坐在前面的一行一个男生睡着了。
There's a person sitting in the front row fell asleep.
啊，他就很气，但是不能出声。
The pastor was very angry, but cannot say anything about it.
那后面呢，两个姐妹呢，就很大声的讲话。
And there's two sisters in the back chit-chatting very loudly.
啊，他一想也不高兴。
And the pastor see that, and he was again very upset.
所以他终于忍不住了。
So therefore, he cannot handle it anymore.
他就啊，对不起，后面两位姐妹讲话不要太大声。免得吵醒前面那个弟兄。
So he says to the two in the back, "Could you guys talk quietly because you will wake the one that's sleeping in the front?"
他讲完以后，两个人全部都醒了啊，他就安静了。
After he said that, the ones in the back stopped talking, and the one in the front woke up.
所以我们做一个信徒，不好像啊，星期天才是到教会来敬拜神。
So as a believer, you just come on Sundays to worship.
平常回到我们自己的老我，自己我们的世界。
And when we leave church, we go back to our own world, separated from.
没有啊，跟耶稣一样啊，要传福音、做见证、做探访。
And we're not living like Jesus Christ did, spreading the gospel.
啊，更有一些呢，就是叫 CEO 的基督徒。
And there's another type called CEO Christians.
啊。是什么呢？啊，不是总裁啊。
It's not an actual CEO. No, no, no.
啊，就是 Christmas and Easter only the Christian.
It stands for Christmas, Easter only Christians.
只有圣诞节、复活节才来教会聚会的基督徒。
They only come on Christmas and Easter.
所以他们只是相信，但是没有实践，没有实行神的教导。
They only believe. They do not follow.The first step of Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹
So brothers and sisters,
神的心意叫万民成为他的门徒。
God's purpose is to have all people, all nations to believe in him.
万民就是每一个人都要成为耶稣的门徒。
All nation means every single one to become his disciple.
不只是啊，做做礼拜的信徒而已。
Not just those who come on Sunday for worship.
啊，所以求主保守带领我们有这个传福音。啊，就渐渐的使命。
May God help us and have this mindset of being missionaries.
我们三位一体的神啊，圣灵，他也是一个宣教的神。
The triune God, the Holy Spirit is also a missionary.
啊，好像在使徒行传一章八节里面说了，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并又在耶路撒冷。犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
In Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
这个经文很多人都很熟了，会背了啊。
A lot of people understand and can memorize this verse.
但是我们的中文圣经和合本啊，它翻译漏了一些。
But the translation in NIV has missed a few words in the Chinese NIV.
嗯，啊，漏了啊两个字。
They missed two words.
让我们很多的中国人教会没有传福音， 在外面传福音就渐渐的兴治。
And the two words that were lost has made Chinese people lost the meaning of missionary.
他们说了，我们传福音要按部就班，一步一步来。
So it seems like we have to go step by step, one at a time.
首先，我们自己教会耶路撒冷。
First is the Jerusalem.
让我们教会每个弟兄姊妹灵命成熟了，长进了。
When all the brothers and sisters have grown spiritually,
我们的经济充裕了，有余了。
When we have enough finance,
再去第二步就是犹太全地。
Then the next step is to go to Judea.
就是我们 Fishkill 这个地方啊，这个纽约这个地方。
It's like Fishkill this area.
来摩人家门啊，摩门家，摩人家的门来传福音。
To knock on people's doors and to preach the gospel to them.
如果那边全部弄好了，所有人信耶稣了，灵命成熟了，我们才去撒玛利亚。
And when the people in this area have believed and they have grown spiritually, next we go to Samaria.
最后啊，才到地极。
And the very, very last is to go to the ends of the earth.
但是原文圣经不是这样子说的。
But in the original text, it was not like that.
就是少了这两个和字。
Missed the word, two words, end.
英文圣经有很多版本都有 end 在里面啊。
In the English translation, there's a lot of those words end in there.
不是一步一步来，是同步一起来传的。
It is not step by step, but preach all together.
我们传福音，在我们自己教会来传，在纽约这个地方来传，甚至在世界各地来传，同一时间来传。
When we preach the gospel, we do not go one at a time. We preach all together from this location to Fishkill to other area and to the ends of the earth together.
我们思想一下啊，一百五十年前 ，Morrison 跟大德生他们从英国坐九个月的船来了中国传福音，他们的背后的教会也不是很大。
If you think about 150 years ago, Morrison.
Morrison
and his
Hudson Taylor
they went to China to preach the gospel. They didn't have a big church as their background.
他们教会的每一个人的灵命不是每一个都很成熟的。
Not all the Christians in their church were spiritually grown yet.
大家有没有看过一个教会是一个完美的教会呢？
Have you seen a perfect church before?
每一个教会的弟兄姐妹灵命 成熟的、奉献充足的，有没有
a church that is, has all the Christians fully grown and their tithings are perfect? Have you seen that?
如果有这样说，如果你找到你进去那个perfect church 变成不 perfect 了、
And when you go into that perfect church, that church has become imperfect because you entered.
因为世界上没有一个完美的教会。
Because there's no church in this world that is perfect.
人都是有罪性。
All people have sin.
多多少少都有些竞争自私。
We all are selfish.
所以没有办法找到一个完全完美的教会。
You cannot find a church that's 100% perfect.
如果我们按照这个一步一步来的话，每一个教会都不继续宣教了。
If you go step at a time, then you will never go on mission.
那么我们中国有没有 Morrison 好像 Hudson Taylor 他们来到中国来传福音
？And we won't have Morrison or Hudson Taylor that come to China to preach.
所以中国都没有听到耶稣福音了。
And China wouldn't have listened to the Gospels.
所以我们要按照神的心意，我们同步而进，无论在哪里，无论得时不得时，我们都要把福音传开去。
We have to follow the example of Jesus Christ. Whether it's in season or out of season, we have to go and spread the gospel.
为什么我们三位的真神一而再、再而三要我们回转、信靠他呢？
Why does our triune God want us to repent and come back to him?
因为理由很简单。
It is very easy to understand.
因为只有信靠耶稣的才有永生，不信耶稣的就得不着永生。
Because whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life.
谁他以外，比母拯救，因为在天下人家没有其他别的名可以靠着得救的。
Because salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
我曾经有一个人跟我说，为什么你们基督教这么狭窄？
Once a person asked me, why is Christianity so shallow?
每一个宗教都道人向善嘛。
All the religion tell us to be nice, to be good.
为什么你偏偏要人家信耶稣？
Why do you strictly want people to believe in Jesus Christ?
我跟他说，是的，每一个宗教都是叫人向善，大部分最起码。
A lot of religions want people to be good, to be a good person.
但是宗教不能救我们。
But religion cannot save us.
基督教不能救我们。
Christianity cannot save us.
我们是一个救主，救主就是耶稣基督。
We believe in the Savior, Savior Jesus Christ.
好像法利赛人，他遵循很多的宗教仪式。他们不能得救。
Like the Pharisees who believe a lot of steps, but they cannot be saved.
被耶稣大骂说他是假冒伪善，是一个粉饰的坟墓。
They have been yelled at by Jesus Christ that they're a living grave, hypocrite. They're hypocrites.
我们要需一个救主，就是为我们牺牲、流下他的宝血的耶稣基督的救赎。
We have to believe in Jesus Christ and only His blood.Can save us.
我们要考虑承认，心里相信他是我们的主，才可以得救。
We have to say with our mouth and believe with our heart that we believe in Jesus Christ.
所以，无论你吃了素一辈子，你做了一辈子好事，都没有用。
Doesn't matter what you have done in the whole entire life, what good deeds you have done, it doesn't matter.
全靠耶稣的宝血。他的恩典，我们才可以得救。
It's only by the grace of Jesus Christ, by His blood, we can be saved.
还有，我们的神太爱我们了。
Our Lord loves us so much.
他愿意每一个人都得救，明白他的真道。
God wants all men to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth.
他不愿意一个人沉沦，愿他每一个人都可以悔改。
He does not want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
所以他一而再。再而三差派他的使者、他的先知很多的宣教士、传道人，为了传福音的缘故，去不同的地方。
So he sent many missionaries, many preachers again and again to spread the word to the people.
所以弟兄姐妹你们要去使万民做耶稣的门徒。
So therefore go and make disciples of all nations.
你的宣教工厂在哪里呢？
Where is your mission field?
每一个人，神给他不同的恩赐。
Everyone, God has given a different gift.
不同的环境，不同的背景。
Different environment, different background.
不可能每一个人都像我可以自由身去哪里飞去哪里就可以
Not everyone can be like me, flying all over the place.
人家有些人批评我是抛妻弃子。
A lot of people yell at me that I leave my wife behind.
一年半年不在家。
In a year, 6 months, I'm not home.
但感谢主，我的妻子明白我。
But thank the Lord, my wife understands me.
每次回家，我每年都带她去不同的旅游
Every time I come back, I take her to different places.
每天我们都要通电话，互相代祷。
We call each other every night and we pray together.
所以这个 WeChat Skype 非常好
So WeChat and Skype are very nice.
但是因为我们每都有个同一个目标。
Because we have the same goal.
我三天前我不晓得为什么问他一个问题。
Three days ago, I don't know why, but I asked her this question.
我问我的太太，我说：“你愿意死在家里，还是死在宣教工厂呢？”
I asked her this question: Would you rather die at home or die on a mission field?
而他想都不想，当然是宣教工厂了。
She didn't even question. She just says mission field.
哇，我说不错，早一点退休，我们一起去吧。
She said, and so I said to her, retire sooner so we can go on the mission field together.
她说三年后吧。
She says 3 years later.
让我的最小的小孩子大学毕业他就可以出来。
When our youngest child graduate from college, we'll go.
但是她是我最好的祷告伴侣。
She's my best prayer.
Prayer support.
Prayer support.
所以感谢主
Thank the Lord.
所以你的宣教工厂在哪里呢
？So where is your mission field?
如果你是学生，
if you're a student,
你的同学就是你的宣教的对象。
Your classmates are your mission field.
我记得我在香港还没有信主。
I remember back in Hong Kong, I did not believe God yet.
但是中间有几位是基督徒。
There were many Christian friends I had.
哇，我看到他为什么常常这么高兴。
I look at them and wonder why they're so happy all the time.
人家拿99分，没有他就拿80分，还是这么高兴。
Other people get 99 and they only got 80. They're still very happy.
常常赞美神。
They're always praising God.
我都不明白。
I didn't understand at all.
但对他们蛮有好感，说为什么他们怎么有平安有喜乐的呢？
But I had a lot of interest in them. Why do they have this happiness, this joy in them?
所以我们的榜样我们的行为有给到非信徒有很好美好的见证。
So the way we live, we become good examples for non-Christians.
没有信徒的不会看我们的圣经。
Those non-believers will not read our Bible.
但是他会看你看我。
However, they will look at you, look at me.
所以我们的行为成了一个会行动的圣经。
So our actions become a moving Bible.
所以我们要树立一个好的榜样，让那些还没信主的从我们身上可以看到耶稣基督的爱。
So let us be good examples. So even though they don't believe, they can see Jesus Christ through us.
所以在校园里面有很多 intervarsity 啊 ，campus crusade 啊，很多不同的 Christian club 啊，让我们可以带领一些还没信主的同学来到这些团契，跟他一起聚会，甚至请他们到我们教会里面。
So on campus, there's clubs like Campus Crusade. You can invite your friends to join those to go with you, or even ask them to go to church with you.
所以我们的同学就是我们的宣教的目的目标。
So if you're a student, your mission field is your classmates.
如果你住在宿舍你的roommate 就是你的宣教的对象。
If you live in a dormitory, your roommates are your mission field.
我记得我还没有在美国最初还没有信主但是我的 roommate 常常自己有祷告有什么我有困难，他也为我祷告。
I remember back in college in dormitory, my roommate was a Christian. They'll pray and they'll read the Bible. And sometimes when I have problems, they'll pray for me too.
后来我受感动有受圣灵的感动，终于信了耶稣。
So I was very, very touched, and I was touched by the Holy Spirit. I became a Christian.
所以我们的做 roommate， 他如果没信主的，可以成为我们宣教的对象。
If your roommate is not a Christian, that can be your mission field too.
我们的 neighborhood 我们的邻居也是我们的宣教的工厂。
Your neighbors around you are your mission field as well.
曾经有一个韩国的牧师，他分享他说上一年他跟100个人传福音，有大部分的人信主了。
Pastor in Korea, they preached to 100 people and they believed.
他是在哪里传福音呢？
Where did he preach?
他住在一个30多层高的一个building
He lived in a 30-story building.
他每天就坐很多的电梯，上上下下，上上下下。
So he take the elevator up and down every day.
有时看到人笑一笑。
Every time he sees someone, he smiles.
看了几次就跟他打招呼你好，叫什么名字？
After seeing them for a few times, he introduced himself.
再隔了一阵子他的太太也做了一些糕点，一些 cookie 也送给他们吃。
And after a while, they start making cookies and give to the neighbors.
再过一阵子请他来家里喝个咖啡吃吃晚饭。
And after a while, after the cookies, they invite them to home, have coffee and have dinner.
要去他们家探访。
And also going over to their place, visit them.
把他们的友谊慢慢建立起来。
Building up the friendship, one at a time.
然后再把福音传给他们。
Then slowly preaching the gospel to them.
如果一个陌生人你马上跟他传福音，他很难相信。
If it's a stranger and you share the gospel with them, most likely they won't believe.
所以第一步，我们让他们建立一个很好的友谊。
So at first we build a good relationship, friendship.
让他们知道我们这是一个心是爱他们、关怀他们的。
So that they understand that we truly care for them.
当他们有困难的时候，他就会找你了。
And when they have problems, they'll come find you.
然后你就可以把这个福音跟他们分享。
And then you can share the good news.
所以他就叫100个邻居啊，都跟他们分享福音啊，很多的信了主了。
So he shared the good news to hundreds of his neighbors.
如果我们当中啊做事的啊，我们的同事就是我们的宣教目标。
If you're in a workplace, your coworkers are your mission field.
我在 Ericsson 啊做 engineer 做了13年。
I was an engineer in Ericsson.
在做了第二年的时候呢，这过去这两年呢，他们记得我是基督徒。
The 2 years I was there, they understand, they know that I'm a Christian.
让我吃饭祷告。
Because I pray when before I eat.
他们有时候取笑我，我祷告，他偷我的东西来吃。
They they bully me when I pray, they take my food away.
他们说买 lottery， 问我，我就不买。他就哎呀，不要跟他。教他了，他不买的这个基督徒。
And when they buy lottery tickets, some of them want to invite me, but others say, "Oh, don't even bother. He's a Christian."
但是过了一两年，他知道我蛮老实的啊。
After a year or two, they understand that I'm pretty genuine, pretty nice.
所以慢慢有一些人有困难了，跟我聊天啊，我就跟他分享一下我的信仰。
So some of them might have some problems, so they'll come to me and talk to me, and I'll share the gospel with them.
过了两年，有一个我的女的同事，她就我们一起在宿舍吃饭嘛，她就问我你们的圣经好像有蛮好的道理在里面的。
One of my coworker, a girl, she came and asked me, the Bible that you guys read, it's pretty good. There's some good stories, things in there.
她是从台湾过来的一个女士
She's from Taiwan, a female from Taiwan.
我听了说，对呀，我们的圣经有很有道理的，有很多宝贝的，你要不要一起来学习啊
？I tell her there's a lot of truth and there's a lot of treasure in the Bible. Do you want to study with me together?
那个时候差不多20年前，我的普通话比现在烂10倍。
But it was 20 years ago. My Mandarin Chinese was terrible back then.
但是有这么好的机会。我的广东国语就出来了。
But it's a good opportunity, so my Mando Canto came out.
但是她是一个结婚的女士，我是也是结婚的，不方便，所以我就找一对基督徒，所以我们四个人就开始一个查经班。
Because she was already married and I was married at the time, so I found two Christian couple to come join us to read the Bible together.
就每个礼拜三12点到1点这种吃饭的时间。一边吃中饭，一边就查经。
So the four of us every Wednesday together during our lunchtime, we'll eat while we read the Bible together.
所以一查就查了11年。
So after we started, we continued for 11 years.
从四个人慢慢多一些，多一些，所以我们当中有八位同事也信了主了。
From 4 people, we continued to multiply, and came to be 8 people who believe in Christ.
虽然他们去了不同的教会。
And they went to different churches.
但是我们应该有一个天国的观点，只有他们去教会就是好了，不要一定要问我们的教会
We have an eternal perspective in our mind, so it doesn't matter which church they go to. It's great.
所以感谢神他们就信主，无论你在哪里，哪里就是你的宣教工厂。
It's great. Doesn't matter where you are. Everywhere you go is a mission field.
现在在美国有很多海外的留学生，尤其从中国大陆来的，哇！在二凡听说有10000个中国大陆的留学生来到二凡这个地方。
There's a lot of foreign students coming to the city. In Irvine, there's actually 10,000 students coming.
我住在 Irvine， 哇，好多
！I live in Irvine. There's a lot of foreign students.
这里有不少
I know that there's quite a few in here as well.
我们要。跟他们有做好朋友给他友谊帮助他们。
We have to build a good relationship, friendship with them, and helping them in their difficult situations.
我以前的牧师耿牧师呢，他就有对于这个事工很有负担。
My pastor from past, 耿牧师Pastor Gunn, he was had a really big burden for that.
所以他的组织一对就从这些人去。大学来问他们什么时候这些中国的学生来呢
？So they started a small group, going around asking when those foreign students are coming.
去学校来问
Going to school asking when those students are coming.
所以他找了这个资料，他就 当天第一次就去那边劫飞机。
And when he found out when he found out, he went to the airport and picked the students up.
所以最初有些人说啊，问你是学校代表吗？
A lot of students ask, "Are you representative from school?"
他说不是。
He says no.
你是政府帮助我们的吗？
Are you a government official that come and help us?
他也说不是。
He says no.
他们有一点怀疑啊，他这什么目的呢？这么好来劫飞机？
So the students were wondering what's the purpose of them coming? Why are they so nice?
从他第一天来到每个礼拜带他们去买菜。
From the first day that they come, every week they come and take them to grocery shopping.
有时候他们帮他们剪头发。
And other times help them cut their hair.
过时过节包饺子
During holidays, make dumplings for them.
他们家里的橘子成熟了，要送给他们。
When their oranges are ripe, they also share it with the students.
有什么特别的日子，带他们去很多不同的地方，去 museum 去 Rose Parade， 很多活动。
When there are special events, they'll take them as well, like museums, take them to parades and other events.
有一次从北京来了50位中高中的校长。
The one time there was 50 principals from Beijing.
他们来这里学习一年的教育管理。
They came to U.S. to learn about the education for a year.
所以耿牧师也是跟他的团队一起，也是第一天去劫飞机，一路安排所有的关怀他们。
So Pastor Gun once again went to the airport, picked them up, and cared for them.
过了几个月，他们成为好朋友。
After many months, they became good friends.
有一个校长他说，我第一天就怀疑你有什么目的这么好。
One of the principals said to Pastor Gun, I was wondering the first day when I met you, what is the purpose of you doing this?
现在他们是好朋友了。他说，当然啦，我的目的就想你信耶稣啊。
So they are friends, good friends now. So he says, my purpose is for you to become a Christian.
但是他们不能公开来说他们信耶稣。
Obviously, they cannot openly say that they're Christians.
所以私下他们有一些也信了。
So privately they believe in Jesus Christ.
Yeah. 过了两三年以后，他们一年后他们回去嘛。再过了两三年，耿牧师也常常跟他们有 email 联系。
So after a year they went back. Pastor Gun continued the communication with them via email.
所以两三年后，他就去北京来探访他们。
So 2 years later, he went back to Beijing and visited them.
哇，有36位校长在飞机场等他。
Wow, there were 36 principals that were waiting at the airport for Pastor.
人家以为什么总理
了。They were wondering what kind of government official came.
所以他们一起中饭，然后他们说耿牧师为我们谢饭祷告。
So they ate lunch together, and then the principals were saying, please pray for us for lunch.
哇，所以他做了很多很美好的榜样。
So this pastor had set good examples.
所以感谢主哈，我们外国学生也是我们全福音的对象。
Praise the Lord, foreign students are also our mission field.
还有我们的父母，我们的亲戚，如果他们还没有信主的，也是我们宣教的对象。
Also our family, our relatives, they're also our mission field.
有些人说哇，跟自己人传福音太难了。
Some people say it's so hard to spread the gospel to our relatives.
从小看我大，看我坏。
Because they see me growing up, see me being bad and growing up.
但是不要放弃。
But please remember, don't give up.
因为他们是我们最亲密的亲人了。
Because they're the closest relatives that we have.
我们将来想在天家。再看到他们嘛。
We want to see them once again when we go into heaven, right?
我记得我是从一个传统拜偶像的家庭长大。
I grew up in a Buddhist family background.
我是最小的儿子所以家里最疼的。
I was the youngest son.
好像Christian一样
啊。I was the youngest son, so I was cherished a lot.
所以我妈妈常常上香拜什么观音什么土地呢，她也叫帮我一起拜，我就去了，帮他上香，很乖嘛。
So my mom used to have those incense and asked me to help her.
后来我去了美国，信了耶稣。
So after I came to US, I became a Christian.
我就打電話回去給我媽媽，媽，我信主了。
So I called my mom, Mom, I became a Christian.
哇，她第一句就，那麼以後誰幫我上香啊？
For her first response is, then who's going to give me incense when I die?
尤其她死後，哇，誰幫我上香啊？
Especially when I die.
哇，她很希望。
She was very disappointed.
Yeah. 所以但是我們把我媽媽的名字放在我們的禱告單裡面，每一个礼拜弟兄姊妹都为他的灵命祷告。
So we put my mom's name onto the prayer list, and every week we pray for her.
过了一年
After a year,
她还是拜偶像。
She was still worshiping idols.
过了五年也没有改变。
After 5 years, still no change.
十年、十五年
10 years, 15 years.
二十年
20 years.
二十五年也没有改变。
25 years, there's still no change.
哇！但是弟兄姐妹，不要放弃，仍然每个礼拜想起来就马上为我的父母祷告，我妈妈祷告。
But brothers and sisters never gave up. Continuously prayed. Every time we remember them, we pray for them.
到了27年
27th year.
我亲自到香港为我的妈妈水礼。
I personally went to Hong Kong and baptized my mom.
我的四个弟兄姐妹都在旁边。
My brothers and sisters, 4 of them, were around.
多开心啊！
They were very happy.
所以现在呢，不同了。
Now it's different.
我常常打电话给我妈妈，我说：“妈，你有没有为我祷告啊？”
So now, when I call her, I say, "Mom, have you been praying for me?"
当然有了，你常常去这么多危险的地方。
She says, "Of course, because you go to all those dangerous places."
每天都为你祷告啊！
I pray for you every single day.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
她信了主了。
She believed in God.
70岁、80岁的人。终于信了耶稣了。
70, 80 years old, she finally believed.
所以当中我们有还没信主的亲戚朋友、父母。
When you have non-believing family members, moms, dad.
又常常为他们祷告。
Please continue to pray for them every day.
人不能做的事，神可以改变。
When it's impossible to men, it's possible to God.
在主里面，凡事都能做。
In God, everything is possible.
所以不要放弃。
So don't ever give up.
多好啊！我就为我妈妈水礼。
This was baptism for my mom.
哇，太好了！所以这是神给我最好的礼物啊。
It is very wonderful. It's one of the best gifts God has given me.
所以弟兄姐妹，你的宣教对象在哪里呢
？So dear brothers and sisters, where is your mission field?
所以无论你是哪一个 stage， 你旁边的人都是你宣教的对象。
Doesn't matter what stage of life you're in. Everyone around you is your mission field.
务要传道，无论得时不得时。
Preach the world, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season.
总要专心用霸本的忍耐，过人的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction.
弟兄姐妹，生命有限。
Brothers and sisters, life is really precious and short.
大家都有旅行吧?
Everyone has been on vacations, I'm assuming.
如果你去旅行，通常住在旅馆。
When you go on vacations, you normally live in hotel, motel.
你看到这个旅馆的房间，哇，那个窗帘布怎么丑？
When you look at the curtain, it's green, it's so ugly.
哇，你会不会花钱？帮他买一个漂亮的窗帘布呢
？Would you spend the money and buy a new curtain for this hotel？
会不会啊
？Would you？
你说哇，地毯更糟糕啊，这么绿。
Look at the carpet; it's even more ugly,、so green. Not this one. Not this one.
你会不会把它换成一个木头板木板地呢
？Would you change that to wooden floor？
会不会啊
？Would you？
为什么不会呢
？Why wouldn't you？
因为我们住3天就走了嘛。
Because in 3 days we'll be leaving there.
这个不是我们的永远的家嘛。
It is not our home.
是不是啊
？Right.
为什么花这么多时间精力来换他的窗帘布，换他的地毯呢
？Why would you spend so much energy and money to
有钱的留在自己家来换吧
？When there's money, when you have enough money, just change it at your actual home, right?
人生也是一样。
Our life is the same.
最强命的。不超过130岁。
Longest person who was alive is not above 130 years old.
130岁比起我们的永生 就好像大海里面一粒小沙一样。
130 years old compared to eternal life is like a drop in the ocean.
为什么用我们的节目的精力时间来换这些唱两部？
Why would you use so much time and energy to replace those?
为什么用我们的这么多的时间来追求这些名利？
Why would you spend so much time to achieve your accomplishments?
这些很快就过去了。
Those will fade very soon.
我们永远的家不在这个地上。
Our eternal life, our eternal home is not here on this earth.
是在天上。
It's in heaven.
耶稣已经为我们预备了地方了。
Jesus Christ has given us a place up there.
所以我们不要为明天忧虑。
Do not worry for tomorrow.
因为明天如何，我们不晓得。
Because we don't know what happens tomorrow.
我们每一个人的生命好像被云彩一样，一下子就没了。
Because we're like a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
所以我们要求神指教我们。
So we have to ask God to teach us to number our days.
就要好好地运用我们的年纪。
So we can better use our days.
让我们可以再成为一个神合神心意的一个忠心良善的仆人。
So we can be a servant that is faithful to God.
每一个基督徒最大的期望是什么呢？
What is every Christian's hope?
将来我们每一个人无论生的死的都会在耶稣的审判台前。
So that in the later days, whether we're alive or dead, we will be in front of the judgment table.
他会问我们每一个人。
He will ask each one of us this question.
你一生为了我做了什么事呢？
What have you done for me in this life? In your life?
你可不可以说，哦，我买了一个大的房子，靠海的。
Can you say, oh, I bought a huge house by the ocean?
我买了一个很快的跑车 0 to 60 只有3秒钟。
I brought a very fast sports car from 0 to 60 miles in only 3 seconds.
我那个皮包是绝版的，只有一个。
My purse is the only one in this world.
他说这个是为了你自己来做的。
Those are the stuff that you have brought for yourself.
你为我做了什么呢？
What have you done for me?
那个时候，哇，我们就不晓得怎么回答耶稣了。
At that time, we won't know how to answer him.
我们最大的希望就是听到耶稣说，请进来吧，忠心良善的仆人。
What we want to hear from Jesus Christ is, well done, my faithful servant.
这个我们就是我们一生的目标。
That's our eternal goal.
一生的追求。
Eternal life for this world.
最后呢，啊。我们做这些事不是为了炫耀我们自己有什么多好多伟大。
We're not doing this for ourselves, for our own glory, for how good we are.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一位都是蒙恩的罪人。
Every one of us is a sinner full of grace.
Forgiven sinner.
Forgiven sinner.
没有什么可夸。
There's nothing we can boast about.
没有耶稣，我们就是一个没有用的器皿。
Without Jesus Christ, we're useless utensil.
所以我们的光也当照在人的面前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，将一切的荣耀颂赞给了我们天上的父。
So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
所以愿一切荣耀颂赞都告给我们的真神。
So may all the praise and worship be to our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的天父，我们真是满心感谢你。
Our loving Father, we thank you so much.
三位一体的真神，你给我们一个好的榜样。
The Triune God, you have given us the best example.
因为你都是一个宣教的神。
Because you're a missional God.
耶稣基督为了爱我们，愿意。下到地上成为人的样式。
Jesus Christ, because of loving us, came down to this earth.
成为跨文化的宣教士。
Became a cross-cultural missionary.
因为你来就是拯救世上的灵魂。
Because you came to seek and save the lost souls.
让你的话语鼓励我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
May your word encourage each one of us.
让我们可以成为一个宣教的人。
So that we can be a missionary.
无论在我们自己的周围、邻舍、亲戚、朋友，
regardless of our environment, from to our neighbors, to people around us.
还是在远方，在外地。
Or to those across the sea, elsewhere.
都有成为做光做盐的榜样。
So that we can be the light and salt.
让世上灵魂可以认识耶稣基督，成为他们的个人的救主。
So that the lost ones will know it and believe in Jesus Christ and have Him as their own Savior.
求主大大赐福给George 还有他的同工们。
May you continue to bless George and his co-workers.
所有的弟兄姐妹们。
All the brothers and sisters.
都可以同心合意兴旺福音。
So that they can come in unity for you.
我们祷告祈求奉靠耶稣名求。
We pray this all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。